The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, ten lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
My brothers and sisters, most people would never think of it, but to give thanks to God is a more certain indication of faith than to ask him for a miracle or to be the recipient of a miracle. It is a sure sign of holiness to be a person of thanksgiving than to be a miracle worker. You remember our Lord gives the example. He says, people are going to come to me at the end and they're going to say, "Lord, Lord, I worked miracles in your name." And he says, "Depart from me, I do not know you. You can use my power, but that doesn't mean you have an intimate relationship with me." But a person of thanksgiving is one who is close to God, lives in right relationship with our Lord. I remember just yesterday, the reading, the psalm was, "I will praise the Lord at all times." And it made me think of a quote from St. Francis de Sales. He said, "A person who is truly abandoned to God is a person of perfect equanimity. They're a person, they remain at peace in the midst of all things." But it struck me, though that's great holiness to do that, to see our Lord's hand in everything, it's even greater holiness not just to remain at peace, but to praise the Lord in the midst of everything. "I will bless the Lord at all times. I will give him thanks because I know that everything flows from his hands." My brothers and sisters, if we practice that, even just for a day, "Okay, Lord, I'm going to try to thank you through everything all day long," it would transform our entire days. Even right now, you might be thinking, "Gosh, there's some things I'm not praising our Lord for right now." Try to do that, and it'll change your relationship with whatever it is. Thanksgiving shows profound closeness to God.